evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. It's Tuesday, June 5th, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're here with us. And, of course, welcome to all of you listening on AM and FM frequencies across the country, across the world. Welcome to all of you joining us online at republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of great information there on that website, and lots of great products and things like that available, including the special RBN package on the satellite dishes, which if you are somebody who maybe likes to listen on shortwave, and obviously that's not an option, this is a great option for you, a great alternative. And obviously it's a great deal because you can pick up a great many things, not just this show and not just this network, but networks and broadcasts all over the place. It's really a phenomenal thing. So check that out, republicbroadcasting.org. And be aware of our phone number tonight and always, 1-800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Obviously, it's a big day in the news world and in the news cycles, and we will be talking about this a little bit later on in the program. Of course, the 10 Republican hopefuls who want their party's nomination for president took to the stage in their first debate in New Hampshire. Now, this is a very, very interesting thing. If you got to see this, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of interesting comments being made, a lot of interesting points being made, and for position in a lot of ways. And we've talked about this before. It's nothing new. It's nothing surprising in any capacity. It is all about trying to simply stand out from the pack. And as this goes on, you find people making more and more bizarre comments as they try to stand out, not just from each other, but maybe to try to one-up each other. So the Republican debate tonight was interesting on a lot of levels, and we'll be talking about that as the show progresses. But some very interesting things, such as the opinion of using tactical nuclear weapons in a strike on Iran. For the most part, the candidates who were asked, and they weren't all asked the same questions, but they seemed to concur that, you know, that's the right thing. If we need to use nukes, then we need to use nukes. And so, you know, so be it. Not a big problem. And, of course, you'd have to ask yourself the question, who would they rely on for that sort of information? Well, probably the intelligence agencies, who obviously dropped the ball with Iraq. So, you know, in regards to Iran, can we really trust what they say? The other thing that was very interesting was the question, I think it was the first question asked tonight. Question was, with what you know now, was the invasion of Iraq in 2003 a mistake? And, of course, the first question went to Mitt Romney, and he just kind of danced all around the issue. And Wolf Blitzer actually called him on it, which was nice. He kind of kept a little bit of a rein in there. To a certain extent, he did sort of let the senators and governors and mayors and everybody else up there sort of walk all over him to a certain extent. But at the same time, he did bust them when they offered up a non-answer, which was nice. So, basically, Giuliani said, yeah. Heck yeah, it was the right thing to do. So even though he knew now that what the information intelligence that led us into Iraq was all incorrect, he'd do it again. So, you know, it's very interesting. Some of the candidates seem to get some applause. Some of them seem to be relatively just, you know, sort of off the cuff and really ignored for the most part by people. But there were some spattered bits of applause for things that various people said, and we'll cover that here tonight. We're also going to look at the Democratic side of things. And I think you're going to see a lot of commonality, and I think you're going to see a lot of shakeups, too. It's still extraordinarily early. There are some rumors out there that Bloomberg out of New York may run as an independent, which would certainly shake things up a lot. And we could have an all-New York ballot. If you got Giuliani for the Republicans and you've got Clinton for the Democrats and Bloomberg for the independents, well, it's a pretty sewn-up deal, I guess you could say, right? It's very, very fascinating. Anyway, we have to take a break, but the political analysis and news will come later on the program. When we come back, we'll have our guest tonight. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Thrilled you're with us. And before we get to our guest, we got David in Texas waiting patiently on the phone. David, welcome to the program, sir.
Frank, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I have some information for you. If I speak poorly, it's because I have MS.
Okay.
In 1963, my dad was stationed at Sinkus Naviera in London.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check with Drew Raines, everyone's favorite, audience's favorite Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He was stationed in London, the U.S. Embassy in London, yes?
Mm-hmm.
He knows where Sinkus Naviera is then. It's just within the stone's throw of the embassy.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
On the 22nd of November, 1963, I was going to swimming practice at a pool in London called Acton Baths.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach came in and said there wouldn't be no practice tonight. Your American president has been shot. So I went home and watched the BBC, saw Air Force One land Camden Andrews Air Force Base. And when they lowered the casket from Air Force One to the hearse,
mm-hmm.
on the far side, because the BBC cameras had a wider and longer shot,
mm-hmm.
on the far side of Air Force One, a helicopter took off.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Which would be in keeping with David Lipton's book, Best Evidence.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital corpsman who worked at Bethesda said Kennedy's body came in through the back door inside a plain military ambulance inside a casket. And when the bronze casket arrived with Mrs. Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
the X-ray technician said he saw when they arrived, because he had made two or three trips with the X-rays of Kennedy's body before the casket arrived.
Hmm.
So it seems plausibly possible that the president's body was aboard the helicopter that went to Walter Reed, then a simple trip down the hill to Bethesda to come in the back door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does make sense. Wow. It's very interesting, David. I appreciate that. And I can see how that would be extremely important. Have you contacted any researchers like Ralph Epperson, anybody who's been doing some work
on these
things?
You're the first person of whom I've spoken of this in...
Wow.
Since I was... seven, almost 8 years of age.
Well, I'm very honored, and this is something that we need to talk about a little bit more when we have more time. We have our guests waiting for us, so I'll have to wait on that. But
well,
if you would,
that.
Yeah, if you'd like
you
to
check,
go ahead.
Check with Drew Raines about Fincus Nebula.
Okay.
Commander in Chief, Naval Forces Europe.
Hmm.
Okay, their officers over in. Side of the steps up to the embassy in London.
Okay. I'll give him a call as soon as I get a chance. Thank you so much, David, for this information. I really appreciate it, sir.
Have a great evening, Frank. I love your show. Thank goodness you're still on the air.
Hey, God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. I truly, truly, truly appreciate that. And your call and your listenership means a lot to me. Thank you. Folks, amazing stuff, and that's why we do the show. That's why we continue to do this, because the show is about you guys. It's about the information. It's about ways you can use it and ways you can be helped by it. Practical applications, solutions-based radio. That's what we strive for, and our guest tonight has a variety of solutions all his own, and of course you know him and you love him. Many, many people have been helped what he's come across. It's called the Energy Cleaner. And, of course, I'm referring to a great man by the name of Lee Kroc. Now, here's how this whole thing works. You can go to his website, and I would encourage you to do so. It's www.edkuniversity.com. Now, there's a link off of our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. Now, the link that we have there also has Lee's phone number. So you can call him, you can go to his website, you can email him, any number of things. You can learn all about this stuff for yourself, and I would encourage you to do so. Because, you know, the whole adage that if it seems too good to be true, it probably is usually true, but it's not always true. And it's certainly not true with the Energy Cleaner. And we've heard from many, many people who have been helped, many, many people who would absolutely swear upside down and sideways that this thing does work and it does everything and more that people claim it does. And I would be one of those people. I've been using it myself for a long, long time, and I'm a big fan of the machine. I'm a big fan of the guy who built it, who made it and created it, invented it, whatever term you want to use. Now, Lee Kroc has a number of opportunities available for those who are strapped for money, and we all are in this time. Okay? So here's what you can do. You can enter yourself in the giveaway by sending Lee an email or a snail mail. His address is posted on his website. His phone numbers will give out. Write them down. Send him a letter. Do whatever you want to do. Even call him, perhaps. Now, you could try to win an energy cleaner. You can, of course, purchase one, or I think maybe best of all, because then you get to meet the man face to face. You can go and spend some time with him at the Energy Lodge, which is located in Ohio in a town called Caldwell. And you can go and stay with him at the Energy Lodge, and it costs you absolutely nothing. You just have to get there. And if you go and you spend some time there, you'll be able to sleep on mattresses that have the energy cleaner hooked up to it. You'll be able to bathe in the Fountain of Youth, which has the energy cleaner obviously hooked up to it as well. And you'll be able to see the results for yourself. Now, I could say you'll see it for yourself or you won't see it for yourself, and I suppose anything is possible, but I've never talked to somebody that hasn't had an amazing response if they give this thing some time. And, well, why should I babble about it? Lee Kroc, our special guest tonight, welcome to the program, sir.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, my friend. How are things going down at the lodge?
Couldn't do better. We had more fun and we couldn't stand it. There's four of us here.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, tell me about the people who have been visiting you since the last time we talked.
Well, I got Texas Bob here now that came, 4 weeks ago, and stayed they wheeled him in a wheelchair. He had a stroke 4 years before, or maybe it was 5 years before. He was completely off on his left side. He couldn't wiggle a finger or toe. Hooked him up here, and in 5 hours he got up. Reached down, picked up his cane with his lame arm, and walked out the door without a limp.
That's amazing. He's there now.
He's right here looking me right in the eyes.
Is he willing?
We'll swear to it.
Is he willing to chat with us a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll get him over here to a phone, and he'll get on with us.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to this guy, because obviously we've been hearing about him for quite a while now.
Yeah, he just got back here last week.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
He's going to be here now from now on, for he's going to help me here. He said he wanted to hear where the action was, and we're going to have some action around here.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful stuff. Well, yeah, I look forward to chatting with him. This is it's a powerful story, and for those who've been listening here for the last, 6 months since we've been doing the evening program, they've all heard this whole thing come about. They've heard the entire sort of genesis of the whole thing. If you've missed it, of course, we can fill you in on it. Bob, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. As I was just telling the listeners, we've been hearing about you for a long time.
Yeah, a little bit. First time I came here was about 3 weeks ago, and like Lee says, they wheeled me in a wheelchair, and I walked out under my own power.
It's an astounding story, and you know, if I hadn't heard these kinds of stories nonstop for years and years and experienced it for myself, I wouldn't believe it. But I am a believer, and obviously you are as well.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, it's such a powerful story. Tell me about it. Now, how long were you paralyzed, and what kind?
I had a stroke April 12, 2004.
Okay.
Had a stroke at 8:30 in the morning, and an aneurysm at 10:30.
Oh, wow.
So I got a double whammy on me.
Yeah.
And my left side has been paralyzed for the last 3 years. Been in a wheelchair, haven't walked a step. Went through 3 years of physical therapy, and didn't do really anything for me.
What did the doctors tell you?
My prognosis was I'd be paralyzed for the rest of my life.
Wow.
And I just wasn't going to accept that.
That's amazing. And, now, what caused it? Do you know offhand?
High blood pressure.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I threw a blood clot.
Mm. Right. Wow. But, so we had heard from your friend who had called into the show and asked.
Yeah, Russ.
Yeah, and he asked us if this would work, and Lee said we never had it fail. With dealing with paralysis, there's never been a failure, and your friend
still hasn't been.
That's so great. Well, your friend was obviously very excited about that. You said his name's Russ.
Yep.
And he was kind of surprised that Lee was so confident. And then, of course, you guys went down there. He
yep.
called us while you guys were there and told us a little bit about this. But this is the first time we're getting to talk to you. It's a real pleasure.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure talking.
I hear the music, my friend. Let me ask you to hang on, folks.
All right.
We are chatting with our good friend Lee Kroc. I encourage you. What you're hearing is unprecedented news, folks. This is the kind of thing that they want to apply stem cell research for. So they can come up with a solution for paralysis 20 years from now. It's being done as we speak. Breaking news, folks. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Our special guest is joining us, Lee Kroc. He is the inventor of the energy cleaner. He is the owner of the Energy Lodge. And fantastic opportunities await you. All you have to do is, of course, take the burden of responsibility on yourself as far as seeking out some solutions, getting yourself fixed. Now, we have to point some things out. Bob, are you still with us there?
I am.
Okay, thank you again for hanging on. Folks, if you're just joining us, here's what happened. Bob had a stroke because of high blood pressure and an aneurysm as well, and was paralyzed on his left side and has been for 3 years, and they told him he would be for the rest of his life. Now, he, of course, took a trip, courtesy of his friend, Russ, up to the Energy Lodge in Ohio to visit with Lee. And Russ, you take it from there. How long did you spend at the lodge, and when did you start to notice some changes?
Well, we got in about 12:30 on a Saturday night, mm-hmm. and Lee met us down here at the lodge,
And, you know, he said, well, we'll get you started right away. And he put that put a silver glove on me with the machine. Mm-hmm. And I went to bed and woke up at 6 o'clock next morning, and I could open my hand. And I've not been able to open my hand any other way than prying it open for 3 years.
How did
that feel?
I was able
to open it under its own pressure.
It's probably a silly question, but how did that feel?
Oh, it felt pretty marvelous.
I'll bet.
You know, and... And another thing that I have I wanted to mention is I had an ulcer on the side of my leg, about twice the size of a silver dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was an open wound that I've had for 18 months that Parkland Hospital has been trying to get that baby closed up and couldn't get it. And when I left here, I took the machine home with me, kept it working on my leg, and within 3 weeks, that wound is completely gone. I went back into my wound care lady, cut my bandage out. She goes, well, what'd you do to your wound? I said, what do you mean? She goes, it's gone. I said,
great.
I said, let me tell you what I did. And I explained to her about the energy lodge and all that, and they all got pretty excited.
Really?
Yeah, and they were the same. My wound care people are also my physical therapist.
Oh,
and
wow.
I walked into the office. I didn't take my wheelchair in. They were all pretty shocked when they seen me walking in there.
I would say so, yeah.
Because you know, they've been working with me for 3 years.
Wow.
So it's, you know, and I'm not talking about from other people telling me that this stuff is happening. This is stuff that's happening to me.
That
you
is
know?
Such
so,
a
I mean, problem. I'm not going by secondhand
right.
knowledge here. This is firsthand knowledge, and I promise anybody that this stuff works.
And see, that's the amazing thing about it, my friend, is that, you know, we've been talking about it for a while. And, you know, I told Lee myself, and I've told the listeners, I was very skeptical of this thing because I'm really not into, I'm not in too bad a shape, you know, as far as physical ailments and whatnot. I get a touch of stiffness, arthritis, some, you know, obviously old hockey injuries and car accident injuries and things like that. But at the same time, I did notice it once I stopped using it. I went on vacation and I started using it again. And I noticed the difference with one night away from that thing. I noticed what it was doing for me. And now I can notice it a lot better. And I've seen it work miracles for me and my family. I've tearfully witnessed this myself and experienced it. And it has been a great blessing. I have had tearful phone calls from people all over the country and all over the world who have just experience these things for themselves. I know that Lee is not out there hiring the most phenomenal actors in the world to be able to lie about this machine.
No need to.
There's absolutely, sir. You're right on point. It does work.
Well, you know, like you, Frank, when I first heard about it, when Russ was telling me about it, I'm like, you know, I don't know. Something just doesn't sound right. We took about 5 minutes on the phone with Mr. Lee, and I was on my way down. Did he... convinced me within 5 minutes just talking to him.
Yeah.
Because I knew he was a genuine person.
He's the real deal, my friend, and you're absolutely right. And that's something people need to understand is that there's no – the only thing holding you back from being cleaned out is yourself. That's
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
That's it. And I understand. I know gas prices are not cheap, but think about – I mean, for somebody like yourself.
Yeah, walking wasn't cheap either.
There you go. There you go. I mean, how much does that wheelchair cost alone?
Yeah, $5,600.
My God.
You know, and it's such a pleasure to be able to park and get up and walk into the kitchen or actually just walk into the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, be more independent. And, you know, that's what Lee gave me back with my independence.
That's such a fantastic story. I love that. Well, how are you feeling these days? I mean, your independence is back. Your freedom is back. You're born again. You've got a whole life ahead of you.
Oh, I'm loving life.
That's wonderful. That is so fantastic. Now, so you're still obviously using it. Now, you're back there. Why are you back there?
I'm actually coming back to help Mr. Lee with running the lodge.
That is so...
I'm going to work on his marketing with him, and we're going to do some great things here.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
No, not the great things haven't been done here already. We're just going to do them a little bit more.
That's
a lot
great.
More.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's nothing like somebody who's passionate about what they're doing. And obviously, experiencing it is believing it and results in believing in it and believing in Lee Kroc. I thank you very much, Bob, for chatting with us tonight and sharing your story.
Thank you for talking with me.
It's a great pleasure. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes. Our special guest, Lee Kroc. Again, check out that website, edkuniversity.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Friends, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Will, and our special guest tonight is a great friend of mine, a great friend of the show, and so many people out there have success stories as a result of this man. We'll call him friend. Lee Kroc, of course, the website, www.edkuniversity.com, and our phone number, if you'd like to ask your questions or call with your own story, feel free, and that is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Lee Kroc, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Boy, that's a powerful story.
He's a powerful boy.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, it's an amazing thing, Lee, you know, and this is one of the things. I mean, I got the impression from Bob, he wants to be involved with something he believes in, you know?
He wants to help.
Yeah.
But they had promised him he would never do it again, and he said, here's where the action's going to be, and he wanted to be part of it. And I said, when he was here the last day, he asked me if he could have permission to come back and help me. And I said, golly, I'd appreciate that very much. He's been all around. He was a chef was his trade out in Colorado in them big resorts out there.
Oh, sure.
And he's met thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to advertise and what to do. I never sold nothing in my life. I don't know how to sell anything.
Mm-hmm. The advertising chef.
It's a game you people know, and I sure don't.
Well, I got to say this, and this is the whole thing, the point I'm getting at, is that people want to be involved with something that means something. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to take the way that they spend their time and make it something they believe in. And that's why I do the show, and that's why I'm so thrilled to always have you with us, because it's stories like that. And we've heard them countless times, Lee, over the years doing shows together. And I'm sure you hear it more often than I do because, you know, obviously people are emailing and calling and stopping by and whatnot. So you're seeing it for yourself. I mean, that's why you do this, and that's what I love about you, is that you're in this for the right reasons. You're in it to help people, and you are. It's just such a rarity for somebody like Bob to actually, you know, either stay in touch with you or, you know, be willing to help out in some capacity. Most people, they get better and then they go off and, you know, have a brand new lease on life and they go live their life, and good for them. They should. But it's probably a wonderful thing for somebody to be willing to help you out with that.
There isn't 5% of the people will ever let you know what happened other than if you sure. call them, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
Or they're calling you to give you heck, I guess. But that's one thing since I got into this game. I've never had anybody call and give me hell that it didn't work.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, certainly a great thing for Bob to do is to be able to contact all those people, you know, all of our winners of contests we've done over the years, and get some testimonials down on paper and things like that, because, you know, it's powerful stuff, and we've been hearing it ourselves, and certainly it's all in the archives, and people have heard this stuff happening live on the air as we have tonight and as we have in the past. It's phenomenal. Tell me about the other people you've got with you there this week.
One's got high blood pressure. He was just about blew his head off. He felt like it was doing that, but we got him down. We got him cleaned up. Dylan was in a wreck and had some pain in the back and things. He's limber as a goose now. He don't ain't a complain about any stuff that. Mm-hmm. Soreness or anything, but they've only been here 3 days.
Oh, wow.
But Dad found the use of doing a job on them.
That's great.
Anybody that has, I tell you, I've come to this conclusion, I'm positive I'm right. A heart attack, a stroke, kidney failure, liver failure, they're all caused from the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason we've never had a miss on one of them. That had that problem come here, we didn't clean him up. Where it is nothing but that cholesterol in your blood got mixed up with some sulfur, and it makes a clot. And you mix a glass of that up, you'd plug up a 4-inch drain pipe. Put that in your blood, and it'll plug you up pretty quick. And whatever organ that happened to strike in and plug it, that's what you got. You put them in that fountain to use for 2 hours, you made a different person out of them, for it pulls that sulfur right out of that there mass of clot in there, then you don't have a clot. It just that takes the grease and thickness out of it, and it goes away.
Yeah.
And the body turns back to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's had any of them problems, just get down here and we'll fix you over, and you can have it over for your own self. It won't cost you a penny. You can come stay with me for a week or two. I'd be love to have you. We got plenty of room.
That's the amazing thing about it, Lee, is you don't charge anybody anything. All they got to do is get there. You're not going to go to their house and pick them up, but you will let them stay with you for free and not charge them anything for this this experience. And it's a wonderful thing, and it's a great and generous offer that you put out there for people. And I hope people, you know, swarm the place. I hope you're busier than you can handle. I'd like to see that happen.
I would, too.
I know you would. I know you would. I like that.
I can handle 40 people here at once.
That's a lot.
I never had about 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, I won't make house calls. You're going to have to come here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting, and obviously we should talk about this a little bit, but basically the process by which this thing works is it defies, and any electrical engineer who would look at this thing would say, well, it shouldn't work. And I guess technically speaking, it shouldn't, but it does. And that's the weird thing about it. It's certainly divinely inspired, and you would agree with that.
But, well, it won't work on anything man-made.
Yeah.
Man didn't make a body.
Mm-hmm.
When God made the body, he made it so simple anybody can fix it. If they just learn what ails it.
And it can fix itself when given the proper motivation, I guess you could say.
The Lord gave you all the tools you need, your hands and your own energy, and all you have to do when it gets messed up, reverse it, and it'll clean it out.
Yeah. And that's what this thing is doing. Now, the batteries, now, I've mentioned this before. I've had my energy cleaner for a long time now, I guess several years, and it still works, and I've never changed the batteries. Well, Lee, the other day a weird thing happened, and this is kind of interesting. I had knocked it over or something, and the batteries came loose. I could hear them moving around. So I opened it up, and there were only a couple of batteries in there that were connected, and the majority of the batteries had, like, burst, in essence. They had sort of leaked out. I guess they were just, I don't know. It's like a backflow into the batteries, the way the energy works, and I'll let you explain that. But, folks, if you have one and you've had it for a while, you may want to pop it open and check out the batteries just to make sure, because they don't all have to be working. For some reason, just a few will function and make the machine still work, but it works a lot better when you change the batteries. I've noticed that.
Oh, yeah. So you got nine of them in there. There's three of them is in there. It'll still blink.
Yeah.
But not very often. You got a white box, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And the batteries, how'd they come out of there?
What I did is I have a... just a little miniature, like, eyeglasses screwdriver. And I couldn't twist the screws all the way, and so the back, the plate wasn't screwed down all the way.
Okay, so I was going to say, you couldn't have had some screws out of there to let it do that.
Yeah, I need to tighten them down, and I did since then. But, yeah, I didn't have it all the way tight, which I should have, because obviously the little plastic piece will hold the batteries in place. But, you know, had that not been in that situation, I never would have checked the batteries, because I just wouldn't have thought about it. But obviously, after changing the batteries, I noticed it working phenomenally better. It's just an amazing thing.
Yeah, it don't hurt to change them every 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any to quit in less than 3 years.
Wow.
There's nothing else in this world you can put a set of batteries in, work 24 hours a day, a flashing light.
That is
the truth. 3 years.
That is the truth. The thing does not even have an off switch, folks. It's amazing. It just will run regardless, nonstop, all the time. Yeah, it's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Lee, do you want to take some calls?
Sure would.
All right, folks. We turn it over to you. Interact with Lee. Ask him your questions. Share your stories. It's about you. And again, offering up information you can use in a way that you can help yourself and other people you care about. And it's very simple. And obviously, if you can make the trip up there, it won't cost you a penny. So it's a phenomenal opportunity. Let's go to Augusta in Missouri. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Lee, this is Gussie.
Yeah, Gussie. How are you doing?
I'm doing just pretty good. I just wanted to call in and tell you and Bob hi.
He got off the phone and went and talked to the other two guys. I know he'd tickle death to holler at you.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
How are you girls doing?
Well, I talked to my sister last night, and she said she feels fantastic.
Well, hold on a second here. Now it's an insider conversation. Hello to you, Gussie, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was there when Bob was there.
Oh, okay.
My sister and I come from Missouri,
mm-hmm.
And we spent the week there. And so we got to know Bob and Russ and
sure.
Byron and Gene, and and there was two other couples that were there.
That's phenomenal. And, what did you go for?
I went because I've got breast cancer.
I see. And your sister?
And my sister has fibromyalgia.
Ah, yes.
And she had a stiff arm where she couldn't raise her arm up past mm-hmm. her shoulder.
Yes.
And within a day's time, that was healed.
Wow.
You know, and she hasn't had any problems since.
She doesn't
have a machine. I bought one.
Uh-huh.
But she doesn't have one. She plans on getting one.
Yeah.
The way I talked to her last night,
wonderful.
Which I'm sure she'll be getting in touch with Lee pretty soon.
Wonderful.
But
well, tell me about your situation. How's that going for you?
Well, it's kind of slow,
yeah.
But I can see an improvement in it.
Wonderful.
And I had some tumors underneath my arm,
mm.
which have moved down from my armpit to just above my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that until I get those out of the way, my breast itself's not going to heal because... From what I understand, it starts with the newest
yes.
source first.
It goes, yeah, in reverse. The order in which, you know, the most recent one popped up, that one will go away first. It's the least, I guess, sort of dug in, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're, I can still feel that they're there, but they're moving down towards.
Do they feel any different? Do they feel like harder or smaller? Or
well, they
like
feel
that?
Like they're harder and they've mm-hmm. spread out.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
yeah.
small like it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still have quite a bit of confidence in everything, and I just think it's going to take a while. I didn't get cancer overnight, so
yeah.
therefore I'm not going to get rid of it overnight.
Sure. How long were you dealing with this?
I've had this for about 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Since the onset of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you know it was cancer right away, or?
Well, I had a knot come up in my breast,
mm-hmm.
and I figured it was cancer.
Really?
I haven't been to the doctor.
Yeah.
I don't believe in letting them cut on me and everything,
right.
and I used cancer salve to start with,
mm-hmm.
and it done what it said it would do, but I guess there was more there,
mm-hmm.
and I had put it on like twice, two different, well, three.
He heard
yeah.
you want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it just kept kind of getting bigger, you know.
Yes.
And I had been determined I wasn't going to the doctor and let them cut on me. I
mm-hmm.
figured if God's going to take me with cancer, he's going to take me with cancer.
Yeah.
And then I heard Lee on your show one night.
Wonderful.
So my husband and I talked it over, and he wanted to come with me, but we've got a farm.
Yeah.
And we can't leave the animals.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't put them in the car and take them with us,
sure.
you know.
Well,
so I got my sister to come with me.
Well, that's great. And obviously she got something out of it, so that's wonderful too. The one thing I want to tell you is it, the way that this whole thing works, Gussie, is it because it is sort of using your normal, I guess, cellular cycle every 12 hours, you know, with a discharge and a recharge.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is actually, when it's doing the recharging cycle, obviously every 3 minutes or every 6 minutes, the recharge. So it's a phenomenal thing. If you're putting the right things in your body, and we've talked about a great many things as far as cancer and even breast cancer specifically, if you're putting the right nutrients in your body, that's going to dramatically speed up this whole process for you.
Well, see, I'm on Colonel Joe's
good
diet.
They work wonderful together.
So I'm taking his carrot juice every day,
yes.
and trying to limit what I, you know, take in mm-hmm. as far as food and everything.
Sure. Well, what I do with that, because it is, they do work so well together, it's really a phenomenal process. If I feel anything like a cold coming on, I'll drink one of those cans of juice and then jump in the tub with the energy cleaner and some Epsom salt, and it's done. The whole process over and done with, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to beat down strep and flu and anything like that. Just, I mean, minor things, obviously, in comparison to what we're talking about, but still, a massive inconvenience for somebody that talks for a living, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's such a wonderful story.
But I did. I just wanted to call in and tell Bob and Lee hi.
Well, let's see if he's there. Bob, are you with us?
No,
he's
one
still...
of the other boys is on the phone.
Okay.
Bob? I think he went around to the phone to you.
That's no biggie. I'm sure he's working hard over there, and I'm sure you can convey his appreciation. Gussie, thank you so much, and I hope you'll continue to work on that and keep us in the loop as to how it's going for you. I think it's going to be a great thing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful call. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Isn't that great, Lee, to hear from people like that? I mean, because like...
Oh, you can't have more fun than that. I don't care what to do.
No, it's amazing. Did you say we had somebody else with us on the line there from the lodge?
Yeah. How you doing, Frank?
How are you, sir?
My name's Smitty.
Smitty, nice to chat with you. How are you?
I'm doing so-so.
What has led you to come to the lodge? What is what are you trying to work on there?
Well, you know, I've got several different problems
mm-hmm.
back. It's several different things.
Mm-hmm.
And me and a friend of mine, we came here.
How long have you been?
I got here Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And matter of fact, it was. Let me see. It was a little bit before 12 mm-hmm. when I got out of the Fountain View.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think? Have you noticed anything?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm not sure if I have or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's honest. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I've explained it. It's a weird thing, Smitty, because I've explained it. and I had to reach back into my memory for the first time I ever had some beers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people were like, hey, are you drunk? And I'm like, of course I'm not drunk. But I didn't know what to expect. Does that make sense? I didn't quite know what the sensation was, so I had nothing to compare it to.
Right.
And it was the same thing with me using the machine. I used it, you know, nonstop, slept on it every night, and, you know, that was that. I used it for like 3 months, 4 months or something. And then I said, you know, whatever. It was just not a thought to me. I just, it was such a non-effort that I forgot about it. And then when I went on vacation, the first night away from it, I noticed the difference. And I said, I can't believe this. It just took me that long to realize that through that process of gradualism, which had led me into accepting normal being constant pain, that similarly, through the process of gradualism, I had become accustomed to not having that pain and didn't recognize the difference. And it's an amazing thing when you're able to experience that. And that's why I tell people, for the most part, when you start using this thing, you know, write down in great detail what you experience on a regular basis. Pains, aches, discomforts, whatever. If it happens all the time, if it's a certain situation, you know, all those things. And keep that journal and then compare notes. Hold on, folks. We're back in three.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I'm not like everybody else.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Tail end of our first hour already. Time is flying, and we are having fun. This hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort. They have nine, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things that make Arkansas the natural state. Also very close to Branson, Missouri, all the tourist trappings you want or need. Certainly more than you probably want or need. Anyway, it's the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year, all four seasons. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Be aware of our phone number as well, and that is 800-313-9443. Our special guest tonight is Lee Kroc, the inventor of the Energy Cleaner, the owner of the Energy Lodge located in Ohio, which you can go and stay at and experience the amazing effects of the Energy Cleaner machine for yourself for free. Lee will teach you how to use it. He will teach you how to use your hands to get the same results. It's really a fantastic experience, and it's all about educating people as to what they can do and the conditions they can put their body in to be able to take care of its own problems. Lee Kroc, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here as well. And, Lee, your website, of course, is www.edkuniversity.com. All the information is there, including phone numbers, snail mail address, email address, directions, all that sort of thing. It's phenomenal. And Smitty is with us also at the lodge himself right now. Welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here, Frank.
I'm glad you're here as well. Now, I will say this. You're gonna notice some difference, but I want you to do this. I want you to write down everything in great detail. Don't be prideful, because I'm like that too. You know, I grew up in a military family. I played a lot of contact sports. I'm the kind of guy who says, I'm fine. And it's a weird thing. You know, it was weird for me to notice those kinds of changes because I've always kind of screened it out of my mind, you know, and said, I'm just going to get done what I have to do. I think you're going to notice a phenomenal effect if you keep working at it. I really do.
Well, I'll tell you, the VA says, you know, I don't have the problems.
Yeah.
I'm a military retired.
Ah, God bless you, sir.
But if I didn't have the problems, I certainly wouldn't be here.
You know, and that's the whole thing about it, because if they acknowledge you have the problems, they have to acknowledge that they have to help you with the problems.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you for your service, my friend. I have nothing but the highest respect for you and Lee and all the vets out there, everyone who listens and everyone who doesn't or isn't able to. But I respect you immensely, sir, and I think you're going to get the good experiences that you have well earned while you're there.
I appreciate it, Frank.
Well, keep in touch with us. Let us know how it works out, okay?
I'll certainly do.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
Lee Kroc, amazing stuff. I know that you're going to take good care of your fellow vets, as you are a World War II vet yourself.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Folks, Lee can be contacted. He's at the lodge now, obviously, but he's on the phone. But we can give out the numbers, Lee, if you'd like to do that.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Here at the lodge is 740-783-0021. And I'm here from about 7:30 in the morning till 4 in the evening, and then I go to the house, and that number is 740-783-3315.
There you go.
And I love to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But it's about the only thing I do.
That's wonderful.
One thing that does give me a shot of adrenaline when somebody asks me about it.
I know. Well, you're very passionate about it, and you're, like I said, my friend, you're doing it for the right reasons, and it's paying dividends for you and for everybody who is fortunate enough to be able to meet you as I have and know you like I do. Let me ask you to hang on, my friend. Quick break, folks, as we pause for legal identification, a station ID, and we're back in 90 seconds. We'll get back to your phone calls and more with our guest, Lee Kroc.